This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome, everybody. Today you're going to be treated to the best of, but I wanted to chime in and talk about the testimony you probably heard yesterday with the Peter Strzok stuff. A lot of it was going on during the show, couldn't get to it, and Fridays are difficult days for me because we have so many projects brewing. The movie's coming out, Bleeding Blue. Go to bleedingbluemovie.com. You can start seeing how you hopefully will participate. Take a poster to the precinct or whatever, but we got a lot of things going on, and the team can't do this, so typically we'll run a best of. We mix it up. Sometimes it's a best of from during the week. Sometimes it's a best of older shows, things like that. But you got to bear with us because we are not a big organization, and we certainly don't make any money doing this, so it's not like we've got a financial incentive. Our incentive is to make sure we bring you the best of us every single day. And when I'm able to come on, I love doing it. Now, I do have some people that are going to sit in for me, some people that I've been talking to that are good folks. You've met Liz, and there'll be others. Hopefully, we can keep bringing you good folks, introducing new talent. But anyway, what I want to talk about is Peter Strzok. And here's what I noticed, and I'm pretty sure you probably noticed this. And if you did, give us a, contact us at kjradio.com. You can even give us a call if I'm not on the air. It's okay. We still get your messages. 844-551-8255. But what we have is supposedly congressional oversight. That's a group of people who get together in Congress who say, we're going to put somebody in front of you, and hopefully we'll all figure out what the truth is. But what they did, what the Democrats did, is they essentially said, we're going to battle the Republicans and understanding the real truth of Strzok's motivations, and they were obstructionists. They didn't care. There wasn't a Democrat in that room who was looking for the truth from Peter Strzok. They were essentially fighting with Strzok to make sure that he didn't say the wrong things. They even said things like, he may have to not answer our questions, so we have to forgive him for that because it's all FBI mumbo jumbo. It is absolute nonsense. That entire body was supposed to be fighting for us. Every one of those congressmen were supposed to be saying, Peter, we understand you may see yourself as this, was he looking at himself as like some angel or savior of the republic? But that's not the perception. And let me tell you, it's easy to go back and look at this and say, well, wait a minute. The IG, Horowitz, said, the FBI didn't act by the book. Peter Strzok is saying, no, I didn't do anything unethical. I didn't. Even though my own personal opinions were this or that, I didn't do anything unethical. That is a lie. He's saying he approached it unbiased. There is plenty of evidence. And by the way, if you watched it closely, this dude, he just slammed himself. He slammed those above him. They cannot recover from his testimony. Now, of course, the left is going to spin it as he got up there and he really told why he did it. Peter Strzok said the reason why he said F Trump and all this is because of Trump's immigration policy. That's what he said. I got so mad at him from the way he was treating those other people. Oh, you got mad at the American president who was mad at people coming into our country illegally and you sided with them. Personally, Mr. FBI agent, but none of that bias leached over. And Trey Gowdy, I'm not a fan of Trey Gowdy as I was before. He did good testimony, but I'm going to tell you, I don't know who the guy was. He did a timeline for Strzok, and he dismantled him. What do you mean this isn't bias? I don't remember all the terminology, but essentially he said, you're saying in these words that we can open up another case and indict somebody else if this doesn't work. And then you want to pretend that you didn't have any bias there. It's ridiculous. And from the moment it started with Trey Gowdy asking a very simple question. How many people did you interview before you started your witch hunt of Donald Trump? And Gowdy knew the answer. Strzok's like, I can't answer. I don't know. I'll check with my attorney. And Gowdy's like, this has nothing to do. I'm not asking you details of the investigation. He knew this. And the Democrats rallied, man. Just rallying. Let me tell you something. If you are a Democrat in this country, or you know one, you have a responsibility to say to them, you people are crooked to your rotten cores, and you are so anti-American, it's pathetic. I really do feel sorry for them. Because to watch this happen, I'm telling you, God is my witness, if that were a Republican and he had done what that, we would all be saying, get to the truth. Well, not all, but most of us would be. We'd be saying, get to the truth. That's all I want. I want a republic I can believe in. I want a republic where I don't have to care if you're Democrat or Republican. We can differ on approaches and things like that. There's nothing wrong with that. But to differ on ideology of do you love this country or not, I have a problem with that, a serious problem. Anyway, we're going to be dealing with some of these issues today and in the best of, and I wanted to at least do part of the program so, you know, you could give my take on what happened during the week, and we're going to be covering this more, obviously, in the days ahead. Man, I don't know how a person could watch what the Democrats did in that meeting with Strzok and not feel as if, yeah, I mean, why, I can understand you walking away. I can understand you saying, I want nothing to do with this. These guys are crooked. They play CYA. They parse their language. They hide behind attorneys. Peter Strzok shouldn't have an attorney present. He should say, I'm willing. If he didn't do anything wrong, he should say, I didn't need FBI attorneys. I don't need a personal attorney. I said some things that were personal, but here's my conduct. And he was asked point blank, hey, look, the records you gave to the IG, will you give those to Congress? Nope. He didn't ask for anything more, anything less. You going to give those to Congress? Didn't want to do it. And I know why. Most people aren't going to have the guts to say this to the Democrats, so I say it for them. But if you are a Democrat watching what's happening in this nation and you want to stay one, you're one of the scumbags. You're an anti-American scumbag. And I would be saying this regardless of who's being looked at here. If Trump did what Hillary did, if the FBI did to Hillary what they did to Trump, I'd be saying that about us. I'd be saying, if you're a Republican and you can't watch what's happening here, watch all the things that have been that have happened and say, "This is, why would I leave this party? I don't get you." Stay tuned to Best Of Show from me, Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
News keeps coming at us fast and furious, and I'm going to apologize in advance to the audience listening to my show, Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com, because there's just so much. And you know, as we start a topic, I think, okay, this will be just an intro, little hey, this happened or whatever. And as we just start to develop it, and I get into my head about it, I think this is deeper than I originally thought. Because when we prep the show, you know, my producers will go, well, here's a topic we can cover, but it's really not newsworthy beyond just saying, oh, you know, Madonna just tried to have a baby or whatever. You know, get what I'm saying? But then you find out, what, she's trying to have a baby? First of all, who's going to be with Madonna? And then how old is Madonna? Like 95? You know, and so then as you start getting into and digging deeper, suddenly you find yourself going, this is a bigger topic. Good example. When they gave me this Sharpton and the Black Panthers are going to protest President Trump, we just talked about it. I thought to myself, okay, we'll just say that and that's the end. But as you think about it and you start thinking about, well, why are they protesting him? And have they looked at what he's actually doing and what's the motivation behind a protest that black people shouldn't be participating in? If there's anything, they should be throwing Donald Trump a parade. And then suddenly I'm out of the segment because it was a short segment in our first segment at the top of the hour anyway. But that's where we find ourselves. Anyway, here's what I do want to talk about right now. I want to talk about the two very bad things that are going to happen for the Democrats. But if either one of these two things occurs, the Democrats are in huge trouble. Now, here's what I should have done if I had done radio the right way. I should have teased this at the end of last segment, and then maybe some people wouldn't have dropped off from the first segment. Because, see, that's a heck of a teaser. I'm going to give you the two things that cannot happen. Either one of these two things happens and the Democrats are in trouble. Dun, 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 dun. Then we wait and go to commercial. But no. So here's the deal. Two things that if they happen, Democrats are toast. Number one, an indictment of any Democrat. Any Democrat related to this, Hillary Clinton, whatever. If there's an indictment, that's it. The dam breaks. Secondly, ending the Russian collusion investigation from Mueller. Any one of those happens, the dam breaks. Now, the reason why I set it up this way to kind of explain it to you is this is the reason why neither one of those things has happened. You're saying to yourself, doggone it, there's somebody should be indicted. Uma Abedin or Cheryl Mills, Hillary's lawyer, how'd they get, you know, immunity? What about all these FBI guys? Shouldn't they have somebody be indicted? You know, it's one thing to fire and reposition them. I think we're up to 12 now in the FBI where that's happened. But shouldn't somebody be indicted? And oh, by the way, the next thing that goes beyond comprehension is you're saying, how does this Russian investigation continue? The House Intel Committee says nothing's done. You know, there's no collusion. We all know there's no collusion. All the collusion points to Hillary Clinton and her team. Why is it that we're still doing this investigation? And I just told you. If either one of those two things happens, it's the end. It is truly Armageddon, to use Nancy Pelosi's word, it is Armageddon for the Democrats. When Mueller has to finally admit, by the way, he's their guy. Everybody knows this. There are more pictures with Mueller and Barack Obama and Comey than Trump has with prostitutes. Okay? You get what I'm saying? So when they get to the point where they have to admit, if there is nothing there, then what happens next? Well, wait a minute. There is something there. Maybe the second prosecutor comes in or special counsel comes in or whatever, and he goes at that. And then if there's nothing there and we go looking at the other direction and we start digging into the FBI, well, we go back to number one, indictment of Democrats. A guy tweeted this. Since framing Trump for Russian collusion has failed, the left would now like to try to impeach Trump for obstructing their attempt to frame him. And that's truly what you're seeing here. They now, he wants to fire Mueller. He wants to fire Mueller because Mueller has nothing to talk about. Then it was funny, now Donald Trump's saying, I'm not firing Mueller. Again, he's saying, why would I fire Mueller? The only thing that's going to happen is this is going to end. It's going to end on its own terms. And Trump is smart enough to say, you're going to end it, which means it's definitively over. And then guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to ask Sessions to put a special counsel together to look into the real Russian collusion. And what happens then? I go back to number one, an indictment of many Democrats. When either one of those things happens, folks, things are going to go south for the Democrats so quick, there's going to be blood on the streets of D.C. The left will realize they've lost a big battle. And possibly the war. And that's why you keep hearing me talk about this. That's why I keep reminding you that this is not a good year for the Democrats. Now, Mike Flynn is back. I touched on it earlier. And a guy wrote this. I think his name is something pundit. And he says, the biggest, baddest dude in Washington, D.C. might be President Trump. But Mike Flynn's running a close second. And this is according to FBI insiders. Who think that Flynn is about to start talking. And they said, in talking about the FBI and what exactly went down during his ordeal with the Bureau's Andrew McCabe-infused investigation, those unflattering details, insiders reveal, will bring more unwanted turmoil and public scrutiny to the embattled agency, especially the FBI's actions wielded against Flynn, which likely involved illegality and corruption. You guys, you've watched Law and Order or some police interrogation thing where they just beat you down. And you'd say, well, Flynn's a three-star general. He's not going to get beaten down. Oh, yeah, you can all be beaten down. It's like somebody saying, I can withstand the torture. You can't withstand torture. The only thing you can ask about torture is how long can you hold out? That's it. That's why when they say things like those the Iranians or whoever, you know, the Middle Easterners, they, you torture them, they'll do nothing. That's nonsense. There's a way to get to everybody. Everybody. And it might be through their kids, it might be through friends, it might be through a spouse, it might just be the sheer pain and agony of what is being done to you. But there's a way that you'll eventually talk. And the only question is when, you know, how long can you go? So don't hold Flynn in any more esteem than anybody else. He's a man. But at the end of the day, let me tell you this. It's going to be proven that this guy was railroaded. They say when he gives up names, it's going to be pretty bad for the left. I don't know. I agree, by the way. I say when Flynn starts asking for his records and saying, I want every bit of evidence you assembled against me and who did it, the chain of people involved, I want all that evidence. And when that occurs, I'm looking forward to it. I cannot wait to see this. Or I should say to see the cover up of, well, no, we don't want to release that information or whatever, because Flynn's attorneys are now entitled to it, especially in the light of him saying, I'm going to, you know, I may have to issue lawsuits against people, personal and professional. Who knows? Anyway, word on the street is D.C. is very afraid.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A dozen Russian intelligence officials were charged with hacking into the DNC and the campaign of 2016 presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein explains how the hacking took place.
First, they used a scheme known as spear phishing, which involves sending misleading email messages and tricking the users into disclosing their passwords and security information. Second, the defendants hacked into computer networks and installed malicious software that allowed them to spy on users and capture keystrokes, take screenshots, and exfiltrate or remove data from those computers.
The indictment does not allege any Trump campaign associates were involved in the hacking efforts. President Trump and Queen Elizabeth II had tea today at Windsor Castle. Later this evening, the president will travel from England to Scotland for the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. The Democrats are getting a dose of sanity. Yep. Drug addicts, people that are on drugs. I've never used drugs, but one of my buddies would say to me, he'd be telling a story, and he'd be high. He'd say, yeah, man, I was all high, you know, and then this cop pulled up, and I got my snap. And I was like, you got what? He's like, I got my snap. And I didn't know what that terminology is. You know, you guys know what that is? Got your snap? Yeah. Well, I'm not going to ask you how. I don't want to get into your business. All right. But my buddy explained to me getting your snap means it ruins your high. All right. People use the term. You're such a buzzkill. Yeah. Because they're all high and you're like, boy, what you doing with your feet up on my table? You know better than to get your feet on my table. You know? And they're like, oh, man, you're such a buzzkill, Mom. You know, because they get it. They understand it. Somebody snaps them back into the reality of what they're doing. That's what the Democrats are. They're a bunch of drug addicts. What do they call them? Head cases. But they don't even know what they're doing. They're just out there doing stuff because it's just cool, man. It's meant to be fun. Yeah. Hey, I tell you what. Let's say that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. Yeah. And we'll get a British guy to make it up, and then we'll get the FBI to pretend that that's real. And it's like a bunch of, I mean, that's what it is. It's like dope heads, crack heads. And then they get caught, and they get their snap. Oh, shoot, they found out. Buzzkill. Mm-hmm. Democrats are getting a good dose of sanity. And the truth has a way of doing that to you. You know, imagine you're a drunk driver, right? You're drunk. You're driving along and boom, next thing you know, man, you've hit something. And that jolt of, oh, shoot. And you may still be drunk. I mean, your blood level is drunk, but the dopamines that hit your brain that, you know, that go bang, something bad just happened. They hit you and they snap you out of that thing you were in. And make you go, oh, crap. And then you start to realize all the bad things. You start going back over those choices. Dang it. I knew I shouldn't have driven. I knew I was drunk. I knew this was it. God, I never thought this was going to happen. You ever had those kind of regrets?
I mean, here's one. Be careful how much you drink. Remember, alcohol loosens inhibitions. So you may end up doing something you regret, or worse. Something worse than something I would regret. Something so vile and just a crime against humanity, so amoral that you don't even regret it. That's how sick and awful. terrible it was. You psychologically cannot afford to regret it, or you will kill yourself. You zoom right past regret and head straight to denial and justification. That's how awful that thing was.
Remind you of anybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. I love the humor. You know what I love about humor? Humor reminds you of real life. Yeah, it reminds you of it. And the Democrats are living exactly what David Cross, the comedian, is talking about. They zoomed right past regret. It isn't about regret. It's about the cover-up now. Because they got a dose of sanity. Boom, they hit that car. Oh, my gosh, they hit four cars and finally snapped out of it. As my dope-smoking friend, dope-using friend would say, got their snap. And now they're trying to cover it up. How can I get out of this? Are there traffic cams? Did people hear alarms going off on cars? People looking out the window. I think I could get away with it. So their car is clack, 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 away from the scene of the crime. That is exactly how I see this happening with the Democrats. Regrets. Don't want to admit their guilt. Doing anything they can for subterfuge, knowing that they've been spotted. They're on traffic cam. They got people that have cameras looking out at the cars. They got people coming out of houses. They got cars whizzing by. Multiple people have seen the crime scene. We can still get away with it. You want to know why? They're so used to getting away with it. When McCabe got fired, James Comey was tweeting, stood tall under attack from small people. Did you guys hear about this? He's fighting from his subterranean rat hole, but that hole's going to be filled with water and he's going to get flushed out because he's going to be before the man. This disgraced former director of the FBI decided he was going to comment on the dismissal of his number one. Yet another embarrassment of this formerly venerable organization, Andrew McCabe. And so Comey's like, Andrew, you stand tall, man. Yeah, revenge of the midgets. Hours after it was announced that McCabe would be stepping down from his post at the FBI, the former disgraced James Comey responded in a tweet. Special Agent Andrew McCabe stood tall over the last 8 months when small people were trying to tear down an institution we all depend on. He served with distinction for 2 decades. I wish Andy well. I also wish continued strength for the rest of the FBI. America needs you. You ain't fooling nobody, man. That's the former G-man who lawyered up. I trust that statement as much as I trust Mexican water. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. No moleste. No moleste, por favor. Who exactly are the small people that Comey's talking about? The American people? Because all we big Americans want is the truth. The small people tearing down an institution formerly represented by this 6-foot-8-inch cream puff named James Comey are the people that work for Comey. And despite the damage that's done by the FBI to itself, the fake news press wants to paint what's happening here, folks, as a Trump vendetta against McCabe. But we know the truth. The world knows the truth. The people who are at guilt, I guess that they're guilty. The people guilty here are the FBI themselves and all the people complicit. The people who leveraged the nation's Federal Bureau of Investigation to unleash all its power onto Donald Trump. When you think about that, think about what it takes to fight the system like that and to come out on top. Man, do we owe ourselves a pat on the back. Go ahead. I'll wait. CNN actually said this about McCabe. McCabe was a central target of President Donald Trump's ire toward the FBI over the investigation into possible collusion between his campaign and Russia during the 2016 election, as well as the Bureau's handling of former Democratic rival Hillary Clinton's case. Yeah, that's what Trump was upset about. He was upset because they were investigating the corruption case. No, he was upset because they knew that they were lying about the why they should be investigating this case. He was upset because he knew he'd done nothing. And he knew that the FBI knew it. And this was all just a cover-up to make Hillary look good, to give her some sort of protection. He's not mad. If the FBI needs to do its job, Donald Trump's not mad. You're not mad. I'm not mad. Who would be mad? If you have a legitimate beef and it involves the Federal Bureau of Investigation, go for it. But when you fabricate something, that's when the nation says, uh-uh, we're not going for that. Comey was in a similar position, they write, until Trump fired him in May. The Trump administration attributed Comey's dismissal to the handling of the investigation into the Clinton email server, but later Trump admitted he was thinking of the Russia thing when he made the decision. Exactly. He wasn't mad about Comey doing what he was, you know, if it was a legitimate case. What he was mad about with Comey is Comey knew this was fabricated. But CNN wants you to believe Trump had some sort of vendetta. He just wanted to get rid of them because they were investigating him. No, they were not supposed to be investigating him. That's why he was mad. He knew it, and they knew it. And what this FISA memo and all the other stuff we're learning is essentially vetting out is they all knew this. They were all complicit. If we operated in the real world, folks, the entire management team of the FBI and the Department of Justice would have been fired months ago. But due to the optics, deep state operatives are allowed to continue their sedition. But I think it's a setup. I think Donald Trump knows what he's doing. Much to his credit, he lets these leftists out themselves. He merely lies in wait as they come around him, and then he springs these traps. And the Democrats ensnare themselves in them each and every time because they're as predictable as their Bible, Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. So soon, let me tell you folks, James Comey's not going to be tweeting nearly as much. He doesn't get that much prison time on the computer.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Discussing why Donald Trump will never, repeat, never lose to the left. Never. He can get a setback. Like they can slow down things or whatever, but he'll never lose. Look at anything that Donald Trump has done so far. Oh, he was never going to get Obamacare. Okay, we're not going to pay for it. We're going to start slowly dismantling it. Then he says, well, it'll implode on its own. Then they're going to come to me begging for something. That's on its way. It's going to happen. He's never going to get this travel ban or whatever. They got the travel ban eventually. He's never going to pass his tax cut. He got his tax cut. He's never going to do this, that, and the other. Whatever. Everything that he wants, he'll get. May not get it exactly at the time he wants, but in if you think that Donald Trump had an amazing first year, wait till you see year two. Whew. You wait. He's going to blow all convention. Forget what usually happens in a midterm. Supposedly, the incumbent, the new incumbent, the ingenue, gets his butt kicked. It will not happen. Donald Trump will kick the butt of leftists in November 2018. Republicans will feast. Oh, the Republicans are all leaving, Kevin. There's lots of Republicans leaving. Good. Get them gone. They were probably weak-kneed sissies to begin with. Well, Daryl Issa, whatever is that? What is his name? Issa? He's leaving. Trey Gowdy. I don't care. All of them. They're going to be replaced with people who are going to finally get to come in under somebody who shows real leadership. Not people that came in under George Bush. He lost a bunch. You're going to find guys that run. They're going to run on guts. That's what Trump's going to bring. So good. Clean house. That is a compliment to the man. See, they want you to see it differently. All those Republicans, they're abandoning Trump because they don't like his policies. That is, nothing could be further from the truth. The tax bill proves it. The tax bill is going to be the dividing line between what success and failure in 2018. And everybody who voted against it is going to get their teeth kicked in. Everybody who voted for it is going to find out life is good. 51 senators voted for it, and I know 45 or whatever didn't. Maybe 49 didn't. But the ones who voted for it are going to feast. The Democrats know it, too. They're shifting over. Do you see any Republicans running from Donald Trump? I don't know how into politics you are. There's no Republicans running away from him. The best thing you could do, if you've got a race, you're begging Trump to come into it. Please do it. Everybody's talking about Trump supporting Romney. Romney couldn't be happier that Donald Trump endorsed him. That may not be happy for true conservatives who go, look at what this guy did. Let me tell you something, folks. Romney's no worry to Trump. Trump's like, look at who I had that were elected. Paul Ryan and McConnell and all these guys that didn't like me. What are they doing now? Rallying behind me. One simple reason. Success. The man who Romney wants to replace, Orrin Hatch, one of the biggest rhinos on the planet, gave the highest compliment you can give to a politician, to Donald Trump. He said, the man gets things done. We've been up here kicking the can for decades. He comes in and gets stuff done. Orrin Hatch is like, man, I'm glad to go out on a winner. Let me leave. I can finally go, you know, because now that I've seen how it's done, I've been doing it wrong all these years. It's time for me to step aside, let somebody else in there. That's what's going on. So you watch all these indicators. America's going to get its credit rating back. The economy's going to boom. People going to be working. Eventually the budget gets in check, and he'll start looking at entitlements and things like that. Eventually. There's only so much you can do. But when he's done this year kicking the Democrats' butt in the midterms and then comes back in 2020 and lays the hammer down, and we then have people in place that understand that we are no longer going to run. We're not kowtowing to the left. In case you aren't biblical, let me just explain to you folks. We win in the end. So when all that occurs, you're going to watch a whole different politic. Leftist folks have thrown the kitchen sink at Donald Trump. CNN said this, Trump's racism has gone from dog whistle bigotry to megaphone prejudice. Somebody please explain to me where, because I haven't seen it. USA Today, Trump's malignant narcissism is toxic. Mental health professionals have a duty to warn about a leader who may be unfit to serve. The Boston Globe said this, Donald Trump, the bigot who can't accept reality. The list of these hit pieces is longer than a Polish last name, and the articles are baseless. The authors know little about Donald Trump pre- or post-presidency. They're just making their, you know, casting their aspersions, making their, what they think him to be. Based on what? Based on their echo chamber of ignorance, and that's what they spit out. And you know what? In the past, you spit out enough, you get enough newspapers doing it, and you'd be fine. But then what does Donald Trump do? He goes and he gives a tax break that impacts millions of people immediately. It hits hundreds of thousands that get bonuses. Corporations start to hire, and which haven't even really kicked in just yet. And suddenly, people start looking at their taxes and going, wait a minute, I'm getting more money's back in my check. Maybe he isn't quite as unhinged as I thought he was. They don't know the real Donald Trump. They don't want to know the real Donald Trump. Knowing him would erode the foundation for their lies. They don't want to know that Donald Trump cares about the little people. I've told many people, I said, hey, you look at this guy, you don't see a billionaire. To see a billionaire for Trump, you'd have to see him at a black tie event, people, you know, swarming all over him, or at one of his homes. You'd have to see how he's living. To meet Donald Trump, you don't see billionaire. I got friends that are multimillionaires. You'd never guess in a million years. You'd never guess it. They don't talk about, you see their car, you're like, what? You even go to their houses and you're going, this is, man, it's okay. Not that big of a deal. Bunches of them. And it's shocking in their level of humility and what they're like, who cares? You'd never guess it. And Trump's one of those guys. And he cares about the little folks. I'm going to give you an example. Donald Trump returned from Hamburg. He had participated in the G20 summit. He approached Marine One at Andrews Air Force Base, just outside of D.C., and he noticed there's a Marine that always stands at the helicopter ready to salute the president when he gets there. And this happened to be a young black man, a PFC. He's standing there, but his cover's off. That's your hat in Marine Corps lingo. And it's tucked under the staircase as Donald Trump's about. And he's Donald Trump's talking to some military bigwig. And he's walking up to the plane, and he sees the cover. It's white. The guy's in dress blues. He pulls up, reaches down and picks it up. I mean, he's not picking it up like everybody looking. He sees it's out of place. He picks it up, kind of brushes it off. Then he looks over at the Marine. He sees he's lost his cover. He goes over to him. He places it on his head, taps the guy twice on the shoulder. It blows off again. Now, you would think, okay, at this point, Donald Trump would go, well, hey, I did it once. No, he runs and retrieves the cover. It's now on the right side of the staircase of Marine One and blowing away. He gets it, to which time the military guy with him takes the cover. He's like, I'll take it, Mr. President. He hands it to him. And then he goes on to Marine One, and whoever the guy that was with the president, he goes over to the Marine. He doesn't put it back on his head, and he salutes him without the cover. Now, there's some symbolism here. The Marine who's waiting at the PFC, he can't salute the president without his cover. So the minute the president puts it on, he's ready to salute. It blows off. President Trump goes and gets it, gives it back to the Marine or to the serviceman who was taking him up to Marine One. That guy tucks the cover under his arm and salutes the Marine without the cover. So he's saying, it's okay. You have permission to do this, which is rare, because without the Marine Corps, you don't salute without your cover, period. But he gets saluted. That's not even a big deal. The big deal is what Trump does. The guy that's been called a racist sees this little thing that happens, and he says, I'll take care of it. And he grabs that guy's cover and he puts it on his head. The president of the United States goes to a PFC. This guy's one rank above the lowest you can be in the Marine Corps, a private. He takes that cover and puts it on his head, pats him on the shoulder, because he knows that kid can't move. And he recognizes him. I got your back, buddy. And then he jumps on Marine One after getting it a second time. He didn't have to get it the second time. He didn't do it because this guy was white. He didn't go, oh, he's a black guy, I'm not getting his cover. He didn't care what he was. He's a Marine representing America, and he stopped. And the left knows it. They don't want you to see that. They don't want you to know that type of that exists with, Donald Trump. No way. He's egotistical, racist, unhinged maniac. That's what they want you to know. Who happens to pick up the hat, the covers of Marines? Any Marine.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.